everything that rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Put some new ones in.
All right. Look at that. Good morning. It's
about damn time. No pun intended.
6:44. Yeah, maybe this will spice things up on Monday a little bit. I got a few in. I got to go through. We got so many old bumpers in there. I think Barney's still in there, though. So
damn it.
We'll see.
I'm making new ones so you can replace the Barney one, for Christ's sake.
I don't know if it's good enough to replace the Barney one. That one wasn't bad, but, you know.
You got a few good ones in there.
But
hey, you put the Top Gun one in, didn't you?
The Top Gun one? No, not yet. I'm working on it. I got to find all, like I told you, our bumpers.
It's not Highway to the Danger Zone either. This is the Top Gun, what is it, now, like the bell song?
Should I overwrite the Danger Zone one? Because that one's really, you know, that one hits.
Top Gun for Top Gun. That's fine with me, but.
It's a banger. I don't know. No, but I was looking at our old playlist, and if anybody's wondering what the hell we're talking about, so there's a rotator that's in here, and whenever that comes up, it just randomly selects an intro into the morning show, and then we do our little yada, 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 yada. But I've been going back, and we've had intros for almost 7 years, so I need to go through, like, all of those intros that apparently have just been hanging out there, but we'll figure it out.
What's one? Oh, you had a Sum 41 one I made?
Yeah. I don't have that one loaded up yet, I don't think. So I'm working. I'm slowly chipping away at it. So
hey, at least you got that one in.
Yeah, we got one. It's a good, we got to, you know, ease into it. We can't just, you know, abrasively have new intros.
Went with Lizzo right off the bat, huh?
Perfect. Hey, so hot right now. So hot right now, that Lizzo. Anyway, folks, it is 6:46, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, let's get to it. It is time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, SUV, truck fixed up. Doesn't matter. They're going to get you back on the road, especially these winter months coming up. You want to make sure your vehicle is running top-notch, tip-top shape. Take it to AIR. They're going to get you taken care of, I promise. So even mine. They even get my truck running, which is crazy. It's impossible. My truck's a piece of trash, all right? But they get it going. They get it going, man.
It's getting there.
Anyway, go see him. AIR, Advanced Import Repair. Well, breaking news, Keith Richards still alive. Still going.
Through the weekend.
Attaboy. Made it through the weekend. It's always the nerve-wracking part right there, but he made it. Yep. He made it. Also in your rock news, 7 years before achieving stardom in AC/DC, singer Brian Johnson, says a gesture from Roger Daltrey, helped him stay on course. The two met when Johnson and his previous band, Jordy, performed on the Top of the Pops in 1973. Daltrey was also on the show to perform his debut solo single, Giving It All Away. In his memoir, The Lives of Brian, Johnson writes that during a backstage chat, the Who singer invited him to his house in the English countryside. Johnson accepted, and Daltrey played him the Quadrophenia album, which the Who were working on, and after that lunch, he explained why he invited him. He said, quote, "You told me that you were living in a filthy flat in Hackney. Well, me and the missus went through all of that, so I wanted to bring you here and show you that you can do it if you stick at it, because there's really no easy way. And if our paths never cross again, I just want to say that I really hope everything works out for you. The secret is, don't give up, never give up." So that's what Daltrey told to Brian Johnson 7 years before he even auditioned for AC/DC. Obviously,
I mean, the guy just has talent, and he noticed it earlier. So,
yeah.
I mean,
and obviously it worked out. Thank God, you know.
Wow.
But
it's just crazy how things, like there was a time where AC/DC was not AC/DC.
Yeah.
Yeah. It all comes from somewhere, and it's just weird because you always just assume, like, oh, yeah, they've just always been there. You know, we've had.
And the fact that they made it through, and even, like, they had a different lead singer before they even got Bon Scott. Like, there's early AC/DC recordings that's
you know what blows my mind is when I think about people that saw AC/DC before they were, you know, it's like your mom, like, went to, the, oh, yeah, I saw blah, 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 before they were even, you know, a thing.
Yeah.
It's just, like, weird. Like, that could happen at any time. Like, you could be watching somebody right now, you know, at, like, your local bar playing.
Yeah.
It'd go huge.
Yeah.
Potentially. It's just weird to think about
that. I've had that with a couple. Not obviously to the worldwide scale that you see of, you know, the megas like Metallica or Zeppelin, whatever. But, you know, some bands that I remember seeing when they were just in vans, And now they got tour buses, and it's hard to get time with them. And it's like, all right. Yeah, I remember when I gave you guys pizza because you hadn't eaten in a week because you had to pay for fuel.
Right.
And now you know what I mean? But, yeah, you got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere, man. So,
craziness.
Yep, even Brian Johnson. Even Brian Johnson at one point was like, I don't think I can do this, all right? This is too much for me. This is too much for me. And now we got, ooh, Thunderstruck, ooh.
I mean, into the production it became today.
It's yep. Crazy, man. Crazy.
What it is just incredible. So over the weekend, I watched a time-lapse video of them setting up a Rammstein concert.
Oh, jeez. That is elaborate. That is
elaborate. Oh, my God. It took them 7 days and like 90 hours.
To be fair, Rammstein has more pyrotechnics than I think anyone else. Like, it's astonishing. Have you ever seen a Rammstein concert?
I haven't.
I've been fortunate to see them once, and it was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And I'll never forget this, too, because it was at...
They set up a small city.
Oh, yeah.
Their stage, basically.
A small city that runs on fire, all right? It's nuts.
Craziness.
But we were at, I think it was there in Chicago. Was it the Metal Fest in Chicago? Anyway, but what I'll never forget is that there was a guy next to me, clearly not a German fella. But he was singing every German word in every Rammstein song.
Keep an eye on that guy.
It was crazy. I'm like, I was more, honestly, with all the pyrotechnics and the craziness going on stage, I was also very intrigued by the guy next to me singing every Rammstein word, every German word. And I was like, that's impressive. That is impressive.
Quite impressive. You know German? Absolutely not.
No, no. I'm actually from Ohio. What? Yeah. 100% Irish. Crazy. Yeah, but yeah, it's
wild,
crazy.
Though, seeing that over the weekend, I was like, that is something else.
Yeah. If you ever get a chance on her, do it. Just know that you will probably lose some knuckle hair or your eyebrows because the amount of pyrotechnics is aggressive, to say the least.
They also showed the mileage of cords going through the building.
Yeah.
Like, dude, they bring like 20 miles of power cords and XLRs. And I mean,
well, when there's a point in the show where...
Who's got to set that up? Like, I feel bad almost for these people.
Wait. Where's this cord go? You didn't mark the cord? Oh, we got to start over.
Could you imagine?
We got to start over. Well, again, when part of the show involves your lead singer wearing a mask that shoots fire, it's going to be elaborate, all right?
All right. It's very true.
By the way, that's Rammstein in the movie Triple X, you know, in the club scene. That's Rammstein.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. They're going through and, like... Classic Vin Diesel.
Wow.
Yep, that's Rammstein. Anyway, all right, there you go. That is your... Oh, wait, and before I forget, I believe the book, the Brian Johnson book, that comes out tomorrow. It's published tomorrow, so it's called The Lives of Brian, if you want to check that out. I think I'm going to add that to my list. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
I'm going to be honest, that not a whole lot happened on this day. It was kind of a boring day. Art Garfunkel got his first gold record. Let's see. Keith Richards got busted for heroin possession. New York City declared October 24th Tony Bennett Day. I mean, it seems real. How about this? U.S. 1970, U.S. President Nixon appealed to radio broadcasters to screen songs with lyrics that urge drug use.
Not a good day in rock history.
No, it was very boring.
Yeah. Chalk it up as another Monday.
Let's Dance was recorded by Benny Goodman and his orchestra. I bet that was a banger. That was 1939. That thing probably slapped. All right.
Today sucked.
Dude, I'm sorry. I missed the biggest one. I guess I didn't think to go back this far. And also, I didn't feel like I'm part of history. No, this actually is a very big day, Hunter. You're going to lose your mind. On this day, October 24th, 2000, Linkin Park released Hybrid Theory.
Oh, yeah.
That
is a big day.
I feel bad that I didn't look farther enough in the history. The history. Yeah.
Year 2000, that was a big day. I remember hearing that CD for the first time in the locker room. Somebody was playing it before football practice. And everybody was kind of hunched around this little stereo, like listening to it. Like, my God, this is great.
That album.
I remember that day specifically. That's wild.
Dude, and that was their debut album. Are you kidding me? Like, that's what they entered the music world with.
Yeah. I mean, knocked it out of the park.
So good.
The Linkin Park.
You're an idiot. You know what? But you sit out the rest of the show. Very good. Anyway, all right, there you go. That is your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.